Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day to beware the chides of March. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. We'll take on that cultural cacophony in measured doses as we have some celebrating to do regarding music and creativity as well. It's our post-Ides of March, Perm, and St. Paddy's Day show. And oh yeah, we already sprung forward, so some of us are still adjusting to that whole business. Happy to have you aboard. Are you listening live? It is Friday, March 18th. You asked for it, you got it. A pop-up weekday coffee clash, 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 o'clock here in the East. If you don't follow daylight savings, adjust your own clocks, if you know what I mean. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. If you have the social media memo about the show, you can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter is a 24-7 tango. At AB Writes, I'll be helmed by the ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin', the universe still runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including their limited edition springtime treats like the hummus and avocado toast. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. PopNet 2, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24-7. And you know that they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables, which kind of give us some wiggle room. We had a couple of lively bouts this week to indulge in some great, beautiful music together. Hey, welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy you're taking along.
The heart is a blue, shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Beautiful day. So let it get. can play the game and you can act out the part, so you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Yeah.
Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say.
Bethargui Show, a happy belated birthday to the great singer-songwriter JT, celebrating number 74 on March 12th. All right, James Town, love his stuff indeed, and help soothe our soul. The Cranberries, getting into the Irish spirit with Raining in My Heart, and U2's Beautiful Day. Indeed it is, a beautiful spring day in my neck of the woods. I hope you're having a good one, too. I know the weight of the world weighs on us still. Ukraine situation continues, the carnage, the destruction, the displacement of people. I mean, you just can't sugarcoat this. But the strength of President Zelensky and the Ukrainian citizens continues to impress and inspire and hold up the value of democracy, not only in Ukraine, but around the world. And I hope we can feel it here in this country. A lot of people do. It unifies us on the foreign front for a change, although they had seven GOP members of Congress voted not to curtail all relations in Russia. You got to wonder what these people are about. It's usual suspects: Gates, Bobart, Green, etc. and not been, and to be fair, most of the folks on the GOP have done the right thing and have supported the hard line on Putin and his really essentially what we can only say are war crimes. But Kevin McCarthy, the wishy-washy one who hopes to be Speaker of the House and may well be the way things are going, refuses to repudiate these people. I don't get it. At some point, you got to do that. And of course, when commenting on it, he dodges and weaves, and I think it was Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell or both who said it was just a few outliers. Well, a few outliers in this case, perhaps, but the mainstream of the Republican Party seems to be in the pocket of you-know-who, who is still going out on the stump speech circuit with his rallies, which fortunately most of the mainstream media is not paying too much attention to, although I'm sure it's getting played, and it's in toto on OAN and Newsmax and at least being highlighted on Fox, et cetera, where he talks about the strength of Putin and the weakness of Joe Biden and NATO and how he's going to take over in 2024. Beware of what's happening and the rewriting of recent history. Remember the first impeachment. Remember, he was impeached twice in one term. That is historic. He's a disgrace. To ever have been in the Oval Office, but this notion that he is going to be—he would be stronger with Putin is crazy. He was the one who held the Ukraine hostage to just "quote unquote" dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Remember that? And withheld funds. It wasn't even—you had to find anything. Just say you're doing it, and we'll go along with the gag, and we'll just pretend we'll take it from there, kind of deal. Outrageous that anybody still supports this guy. But yet the sheeple do. They do. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet, Chatbox, anything, everything on your mind, by all means, please weigh in. On the GOP front, Dennis says, if you voted for Trump, you voted for Putin. Either you knew and just didn't give a, well, you know what he says, or you claim to not have known, which makes you ignorant. Either way, innocent Ukrainian children are dying now. The GOP and MAGA have a lot to pay for. Mm-hmm. And Lucy says, I know what you mean. I'm so concerned. These rallies are going ahead, and there are still people that believe he is the leader of the free world, and that is a shame. And you know who I mean when I say he. I know what you mean. And I'm very scared about the rigging in plain sight, as you call it. Indeed, Lucy, I am too. So we have to stand firm, and we have to be vigilant, regardless of party affiliation, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. If you want to fight for democracy, and this is what I'm saying about Zelensky, he impresses me, and what the Ukrainian people are doing impresses me in terms of standing up for freedom and democracy, not just there, but around the world. It's a tough spot for Biden and NATO to be in, but what can we do? Carnage. We're in the midst of carnage, and we're already, you know, they talk about trying to prevent World War III. I don't know. We're already kind of there. But I'm not saying what I think should be done, because I'm not a military expert. I loathe the people who are on social media and podcasts and TV who really don't have the bona fides to say anything. Let the experts speak. There are some military folks who know a little bit more about it, and let's take our lead from there. But there's no quick answer, but we have to do what we can to shore up democracy. And the Republicans have to realize how important it is in this country, too, because it's eroding before us, and maybe we'll realize how important it is to stand behind folks who are willing to take on the people that tried to collapse it, basically, on January 6th. So that committee, I want to see these live hearings coming up soon, I hope so. But stand firm. And the people on the left sometimes, too, can be the social media and TV scolds like Sonny Hostin and other people who deride Liz Cheney. Listen, I'm not a fan of her policies. Of course not. She's a hardcore Republican. But she is standing up for democracy, and you got to credit her for that. It should not be such a courageous act. But unfortunately, it's Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and once in a while Mitt Romney. I mean, it's pretty much nobody else doing it. And I'm hoping that maybe if there's any silver lining, and it's hard to call it a silver lining, but anything that positive that can come out of all this nonsense and horror. Nonsense is a too slim word. The carnage, the tragedy of what's happening between Russia and Ukraine and just this crazy madman is the notion that we have to value our democratic values and cherish them and shield them from all the rigging in plain sight, as Lucy alluded to, and all this business that's going on with the elections. We have to be careful because we can't have somebody like Donald Trump ever enter the Oval Office again. I think we can agree upon that, and let's work towards that. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, anything, everything on your mind, of course. We are always open to that, and we have to face the fact that, yeah, it feels like we're on the eve of destruction, but let's fight back, shall we? Talked this before, too, right? So we can curtail it. Weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arcoy Show.
The eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me. understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. We'll be right back.
Show. I haven't heard from him in ages, but I understand he took a right turn when it comes to politics, so let's not go down that path right now. Natalie Merchant, too, captured live, doing a great version of Peace, Love, and Understanding, our unofficial theme song that we rolled out last week again because we need an infusion of that kind of stuff these days. Indeed we do. And Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction. Unfortunately, that song, which was late 60s, still resonates today. A song born out of the Vietnam War now can apply to any of the carnage that we see, that's for sure. That one goes out to a bunch of Hardy Wrigglers, Philly, Dondi, and Johnny Fever's Hangover. Thank you so much for tagging along for the live ride. You know I love playing with you in real time. Hey, weigh in, Twitter, AB Ryan, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box, the latter three for all those folks tagging along for the live Friday, March 18th ride. The pop in the chat box, Lance says, thank you so much. As you would say, music soothes. You're picking a good variety today. You're welcome, Lance. I like to play songs because it makes me feel better, too. And Claudia says, hey, love your show, AB, but please, as we talked about last week, beware of charity scams about Ukraine. I think I got scammed on my cell phone and email two, maybe three times from dubious charities, so as you would say, do your homework. Yeah, I hear you, Claudia. There are some scams out there. I mean, as we know, all these kinds of tragedies bring out the best and worst in humanity. So vet those charities. We put out a missive on social media last week a couple of times about some reputable charities. Go with the tried and true people that you know and that you rely on. to do good works before you put your resources, your time, your money behind it, because that's what I would say, because there are some scammers out there for sure. So be careful. Thanks for that reminder. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Beyond the Ukraine situation, we have to look forward to the Senate confirmation hearing, I think starts on Monday, for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and there's already some rumblings on the right wing. Surprise, surprise. Josh Hawley, the disgraced senator from Missouri, who I think should be booted out because he's at least insurrection curious, insurrectionist adjacent curious, if you know what I mean, with his power symbol wave and his commentary regarding January 6th. So he's kind of disqualified in my mind, but he says that she's disqualified because, get this, she was once a federal public defender, and she defended detainees at Guantanamo Bay, which, by the way, is the gig. I mean, that's part of it. Constitutionally, people are entitled to representation, including detainees, and she was fulfilling that. And you could argue if you would want to do that job or not, but it is a noble part of our of the legal profession to take on these cases. Everyone, even people who are accused of and guilty of heinous crimes, can have and should have and are protected by the Constitution to have legal representation. So she was doing her job. That should not disqualify her. She's undeniably qualified. I mean, let's face it, any of the chatter coming from the right wing is all about racism, and we know that. I mean, just look at the credentials. She definitely has credentials. I mean, look at the last three folks, or the two prior appointees, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and now Judge Jackson. Kavanaugh, a cum laude graduate from Yale. He was also a legacy. He had relatives who had gone there. He has no clerk service at all. And Amy Coney Barrett also doesn't, whereas Brown Jackson had 2 years district service. Appellate service for Kavanaugh, 4 years. Appellate service for Coney Barrett, 1 year. I think she was like the thinnest of the thin. And Ketanji Brown Jackson is 2 years. So the total judge experience, 6 years for Kavanaugh, 2 years for Barrett, and 6 years for Ketanji Brown Jackson. So, who, by the way, was a, we should go through the education. Coney Barrett graduated magna cum laude from Rhodes College and Notre Dame Law School. Ketanji Brown Jackson graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University and was a Harvard Law School and editor of the Harvard Law Review, which means you have to be close to the top of the class for that. And Brett Kavanaugh also was a Yale Law School grad. So I'm not arguing the other people weren't qualified. I'm just saying she's as qualified, if not more qualified. So when the right wingers start talking about her qualifications, or you have people like Tucker Carlson waving around saying she should reveal her LSAT scores, as if that makes any difference, and that Coney Barrett is the most impressive person on the Supreme Court when she has the thinnest experience, it's crazy. And it does have that bullhorn of racism attached to it, indeed. Okay, a few folks chiming in on this story. Gideon says she's the most qualified person nominated to the Supreme Court in over a decade. Yeah, exactly. That's my point. She's far more qualified than some of these other people. So let's call it what it is. Excuse me. And we should note, as Peirce noted for me, that Doug Jones, who is the former, the true blue Democrat from Alabama, somehow won, because even for ruby red Alabama, Roy Moore was too much. He was briefly in the Senate and a true hero of the civil rights movement. He was the governor, right? I mean, I guess at some point they elected Democrats years ago, but he was also a prosecutor who prosecuted murderers from the KKK. So, but he he's shepherding her through the process, as they say. And he tweeted out earlier that senators on both sides of the aisle have underlined publicly that Judge Jackson brings unquestionable credentials to the table, and it has been a pleasure to hear her articulate her approach to cases which, like retired conservative judges have observed, is rooted solely in the facts of the law. So I think she's going to get through, and I'm hoping she's going to get through with some GOP support. She certainly got through with GOP support when she was appointed to the appellate court last year, to the tune of Collins, Murkowski, and Graham. Graham is making some noises that he may not support her, but he may, because he, to be fair with Graham, even though he's fickle and crazy these days, has supported in the past all nominees who were qualified, like Sotomayor and Kagan. So I'm hoping he'll go with it. And maybe Romney, too. I mean, there are other people, I think. I would like to see her get a healthy contingent because this is a historic moment in this country to have a black woman on the Supreme Court, certainly one who's qualified. Again, it's the qualifications have to be met before you get, yeah, to the black woman part. So she meets the qualifications, more than meets them. And we just need to see it through and hope they understand the historic nature of the whole thing. And also it doesn't change the balance of the court, so it might work out better than some folks think. It's just racism, so says Teddy, and we know it. And Jill says, yes, she's qualified, but I'm sure there'll be some rumblings on the right wing because that's what they do. Yeah, that is what they do, indeed. Way in Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Some birthdays to commemorate. The great singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka celebrated his 83rd birthday on March 13th. And here's a beauty from him. This is not what he's used to. You know, you usually know, think of those little poppy tunes from the 60s, but here's a beauty he wrote in honor of John Lennon's Trials and Tribulations, the immigrant song. I mean, that's our question. The beauty of the listen.
Fathers open their arms to the young searching foreigner. To live in the light of the beacon of liberty. Plains and open skies, billboards would advertise. Was it anything like that when you arrived? Rainbows carry the future to the heart of America. In line for a place by the river. It was a time when strangers were welcome here. Music would play, they tell me the days were sweet and clear. It was a sweeter tune, and there was so much room.
Magic on the Andy the Thurkley Show with a Love and Spoonful in honor of John Sebastian's 78th birthday yesterday, March 17th. And Power to the People from John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band and Not So Forgotten 45 from Marcy. Appreciate those kind words and playing with me in real time via the PopNet chat box, my dear. Neil Sedaka, too, with the Immigrant Song, a song penned for John Lennon and his trials and tribulations regarding immigration to this country back in the 70s. Neil Sedaka, by the way, celebrated his 83rd birthday on March 13th, longevity indeed. Love it. Do what you love. Creative well. It'll help you. And that's what I always say. You know, restrict your news consumption, but get into the creative business again. And do something. Write a poem. Write a story. Dance around. Sing a song. Plant a garden. Do what gives your heart joy. And the Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped some folks do that, reconnect with their inner artist. Our shout-out today, a short one. Last one was a long one last week. Today it's Greg in Monticello, New York, who says, thanks for the creative nudge. I'm writing again. Hope it's on the right track. Oh, you know what? Just doing it is on the right track. You'll find your way. I know about false starts, but you got to get into the process, Greg. You'll do it. I promise it'll work out. Please keep us posted. Please keep at it. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. On the other hand, a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling, conversation. First one you know is always on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect via the website, amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, the award-winning series available from Cozy Camp Press via paperback and ebook, and you also can find some other goodies down there as well. And you can chime in, too, with guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests, and we have ways to connect, social media connections, and links to the podcast. It's a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. And it's a family affair when it comes to Sly and the Family Stone. Remember that great group? Groundbreaking when it comes to rock, funk, and psychedelic music. Had that great star turn at Woodstock. Sylvester Stewart, better known as Sly Stone, had some hard times in recent years, but I think he's back on his feet now. There's a documentary coming out, I think, about him, which I can't wait to see. Celebrated his 79th birthday on March 15th, so let's get involved with a little family affair, won't we? I'm the Amy Beth Arkosha. This music lives on and on, doesn't it?
One child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn at a Another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Family affair.
It's a family affair. an evil laugh.
If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then, and then,
and then a long day dawn. Talking Jones,
so walking Jones, so talking Jones.
A long game, lonely, taking Jones.
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, we two were the having fit.
Give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then, and then,
and then a long day dawn. Coffin John. Slow walking John.
Slow talking John.
A long day.
Don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then, and then,
and then a long game dawn. Coffin John. Slow walking John.
Talking Joe.
Along came only, thank you, Joe.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbirds. Everybody let's
She actually took herself out of contention for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction this week because she says she doesn't want to split the vote, and she's not worthy of the induction quite yet. Amazing. If more people are like Dolly, the world would be a better place. What a great lady, indeed. And a pair from the Lieber and Stoller songbook, some fun songs, Elvis's Jailhouse Rock, and Along Came Jones, a novelty hit circa 1959 from the Coasters. Mike Stoller, celebrating his 89th birthday on March 13th. And what a great songbook they have, indeed. Jailhouse Rock, of course, we could play for Jesse Smollett, who only spent a few days in jail before he was released from an appeals court decision. We talked about this last week. A lot of folks were all fired up about his sentencing hearing, and when we left, they still hadn't completed it. The judge gave him 3 years probation, a big hefty fine and restitution, but also 150 days in the county jail. He only lasted a few before being released pending appeal because he's doubling down on his quote-unquote innocence. But we'll see what happens. I actually agree with that decision, and I'm not even sure if jail time was merited, but a lot of folks last week thought it was. And, of course, Sly and the Family Stone, that great family affair, that great star turn they did at Woodstock. I mean, that's captured if you watch the Woodstock film, and even those of us who are too young to remember it can see it. And that's what's great about movies and records. They just last forever and ever. And so Sly Stone celebrated his 79th birthday March 15th. I know he had some trials and tribulations for a few years. He was owed money, and he also had some problems with mental illness and drugs. But I think he's back on his feet. They have a documentary in the offing about him, I believe, coming out soon. So be on the lookout for that. I don't have details yet, but I'll give it to you when I have it. But those things are always fascinating. But really a groundbreaker in that early fusion, funkadelic and psychedelic and rock, all of that kind of stuff, good stuff, indeed, ahead of their time, as they say. It is the end of the Thark Week Show. We're wrapping things up. Boy, things fly fast, and we're talking, and we're playing some great music together, but I love playing with you in real time. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts, so follow the Andy Beth Thark Week Show wherever you get your podcasts. Be able to listen to for select editions, the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, also now on PodStream, where we do a lot of these legal shows, and I've been embroiled in a couple of fascinating cases and some crazy stuff, indeed, but not about that right now. Let's go on the social media horn. Anybody, anything? Carlos says, you're right, you can't watch the news nonstop, but we can't forget what's happening. The Ukraine situation is horrible. Indeed it is. No, I'm not telling we should acknowledge it and we should understand it. and you know, dipping in and out of the news. It's just a too much overexposure to the news will just make you depressed, and you won't be productive on the things. But we do have to know what the heck is happening. I fully agree with that, Carlos, so thank you for that reminder. Anybody else? Welcome back, USA, says, Joe Biden is such a great president that all the Republicans have on him is that he's old and therefore he must be feeble and or losing his mind. But think about what would happen if you-know-who was in charge. Yeah, I know. Well, you-know-who, who, by the way, is just a couple of years younger and far more feeble in his vocabulary, that's for sure, which is very limited, and his actions, that's what they do. They try to make hay out of it and say that they're stronger, et cetera. But you got to look at the history, and you've got to see what actually the actions are of each person. And I would much rather have Joe Biden in charge than you-know-who. That's for sure. On Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination, Leo says, as you keep saying, it's strictly racism, and they're going to keep trying to play by that playbook. But hopefully there are some Republicans who will not do that. Yeah, I'm hoping. I am hoping. Doug Jones' update says, as of today, Judge Jackson, oh, this might have been from yesterday, as of today, Judge Jackson has completed 44 meetings with senators of both parties, including every member of the Judiciary Committee, Republican and Democrat, by the way. These have been engaging and respectful discussions that showcase her extraordinary qualifications, experience, intellect, and character. The woman is more than qualified. She will get through. My prediction is she will, and I think she'll have some Republican support. I'd like to see more than two or three if people are honest and do the right thing. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it won't be too contentious. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, don't forget, please, let's get together social media-wise. You can friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I am at AD Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters from TCS, for keeping us moving as always. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Get vaxxed and boosted and wear your mask when you have to. We hear there's another surge possibly coming up, but just take care. And come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I'll leave you with a beauty from Jackson Brown, soothing our souls and rocking us on the water. You know I love you all.
Oh, people, look around you. The signs are everywhere. You've left it for somebody other than you to be the one to care. Off inside your houses, there's no time to find you now. While your walls are burning and your towers are turning, I'm gonna leave you here and try to get down to the sea somehow. Child and man who have no idea where they will go, but they'll help you if they can. But everyone must have some thought that's gonna pull them through somehow. While the fires are raging hotter and hotter, sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fever brow? Rock me on the water, I'll get down to the sea. There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, gonna stand before the Father, but the sisters of the Son are gonna rock me on.